Well, good morning, everyone, and thanks, Bob, for introducing me. It's great to be with you today. My name's Charlie. I'm Minister of Christ Church Huntingdon, which is a newish church for Huntingdon meeting at St. Peter's School on a Sunday. Now, I'm afraid to say I've picked a pretty serious topic for our thought for the day today. So if you're still eating your cornflakes and you'd rather tune into Classic FM for 5 minutes or enjoy the unseasonal weather, feel free to switch off the radio. But listen in if you're ready to think about what is one of the most difficult problems today, and that is combating racism. Now, you'll know that sadly, there have been some nasty examples of racism in our country, and in fact, even in our local area in recent months. People have singled out particular ethnic groups and told them that they don't belong here, disrespecting them, belittling them, abusing them. I'm sure you find it as deeply sad as I do, and actually very ironic, since we're an island, and actually all of us probably have come from somewhere else at some point. Just as Clifford shared in his thought for the day, in January, whose country is it after all? Well, I'm guessing that most of you who are listening today completely agree with me that racism, an attitude of superiority over someone simply because they have a different skin colour or ethnicity, is just not right. But here's the big question. Do you know why you think it's not right? I guess all of us have a knee-jerk reaction that it can't be right. But why? Well, here are three reasons why Christians believe that any form of racism is so wrong. First of all, Christians believe that we're all created in the image of God. That's to say that it doesn't matter what background you're from, you are special. Let me say that again. Whoever you are, and whatever your background, you are incredibly special to God. Do you remember that Bupa advert a few years ago? You're amazing. We want you to stay that way. Well, you are amazing, because you are a masterpiece who reflects the God who made you. When you walk past, a little picture of God walks past. And so whether you're from Poland, like my friend Robert, from Pakistan, like my friend Adim, or from Portugal, like my friend Rob, I should treat you as someone incredibly precious in the image of God. So that's the first reason why Christians believe racism is wrong, because we're all created in the image of God. Second reason is that Christians believe that we're all on the same level playing field because we're all failures. I'm sorry to say that at breakfast time or if you're driving off to work. But as well as being masterpieces made in God's image, we're also broken masterpieces. We've all turned our backs on God, which is why whatever background you're from, there'll be brokenness and sin in your life, just like in mine. There's no difference. You could say each of us is like a mirror that has been smashed so that only a little picture of God's reflection remains. But because all of us are equally deeply broken, none of us is superior. No ethnicity is superior to another. And the third reason why Christians believe that racism is wrong, first, because we're all created in the image of God, second, because we're all messed up, third, because we believe that God welcomes messed up people from all different backgrounds through Jesus. All of us are welcome. All of us are messed up. All of us are welcome. The Christian message is that whoever you are, whatever you've done, you're welcome back home to God through simple trust in Jesus Christ and trusting his rescue, not trusting any achievement that makes us superior to anyone else. Jesus and Jesus alone can mend the broken mirror. He alone can set us free and fix us up. Jesus is the one that we all need. So whatever your ethnicity, you are welcome through Jesus Christ. And if God welcomes you, I must welcome you too. In fact, in the early church, there were Jewish people and non-Jewish people together, and they would have been natural enemies. You might have Benjamin from a Jewish background and Junior from a Gentile background in the same church. But they came to discover that Jesus Christ loved both of them equally, and he's building an international community from every tongue, tribe, and nation who one day will worship him. So rather than their diversity being a problem or a cause of stress, it's actually something to be celebrated. In heaven, I'll be together around the banquet table with people from Lebanon, Latvia, Liberia, Liechtenstein, and Lithuania, just to pick one letter at random. The local police have encouraged us to phone 101 if we discover any stickers around the town with racist or pro-white or anti-Muslim rhetoric. And the local police have asked us to say that. But hopefully we won't need to phone 101 to report this, because hopefully Huntingdon will be a place where all are welcome, all are respected, whatever their background. We may find differences with other people, but that shouldn't mean that we love them any less.